I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, another citizen science project on the horizon. Last year, there was the 17-year cicada tracking. This year, camel crickets?
Well, this is a project that's been going along for most of the year as well, but the North Carolina Museum of Life Sciences has a Your Wildlife project, and they're doing a number of citizen science projects focusing on urban wildlife. One of their many projects, several of which involve insects, is the camel cricket census. And I think everybody is familiar with camel crickets. They have all kinds of names, jumping spiders, sprickets. I think I've heard some people call them. I've been aware of them for years, usually finding them in tree holes or rock faces or inside the mouths of caves and that kind of thing.
You can find all you want in my basement.
Most of us can. And that is an Asian species that has become widespread. It's been moved with plant materials and building supplies and that kind of thing. So most of us have this foreign invader inside our homes, or I should say down in the basements, but they're in outbuildings, wood piles right outside. We had cats that would always bring them in, and I'd find them on the floor minus a few appendages struggling. But the folks at Your Wildlife Project are encouraging people to report their sightings and send in photographs, and they're working on a scientific publication to sort of update the distribution of these animals and where they're found and under what conditions and so on.
Are they looking for the indigenous camel cricket?
I think they are more focused on the greenhouse stone cricket, but they'll take any information, whatever people are finding in and around their homes. Occasionally, we have one of the native camel crickets in our homes, but they're exceptional.
I suspect they have a website that'll help in identifying the difference between the species.
Actually, the website is more about submitting your data rather than identification. But I can certainly provide a photo on our website. Also, I'll be sure to include the link to their website in case you'd like to take part in their census.
Just the last week or so, some of the ones in my basement have migrated even to the second floor of the house.
Oh, you bet. It's cold down there. They're looking for a warm, dry place just like the rest of us. If you've got a hot water heater or something like that down in your basement, that's probably where most of them are going to be hunkered down. But sometimes in the dead of winter, I've walked down at night with a headlamp, and you start looking around, and there are pockets of them just everywhere. They're not moving around very much.
Well, are they true cricket?
They are in their own family of crickets, the Rufidophoridae. So yes, they are true crickets, but they are not the crickets that are chirping anywhere. They are silent. They're wingless, even as adults, so they have no way of producing sound. They don't have any tegmina or forewings to rub together. They have no way of stridulating, so they are quiet denizens of your basement. If you have problems with camel crickets, your best bet is just to seal everything up, and then if need be, use sticky traps. But be braced, because you'll get other things in those sticky traps, and you may not be prepared for other things that are lurking in your home. Ignorance is bliss.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.